I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Steve, this is our last break of the day and everything. And before we get out of here, we have a voicemail call for you. Are you ready? This is a longtime fan of yours. He had a question about your first TV show, Me and the Boys. Take a listen.
All right. Good morning, Steve. Harvey, how do you do? I hope all is well with y'all. Enjoy your show. I have one question. You used to have a TV show called Me and the Boys on Channel 7. I'd just like to know what happened with that TV show. It was a real good, inspirational show, encouraging for a single black man. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Wow. That's a great question because, man, I'm nothing has ever happened in television like what happened on Me and the Boys. Me and the Boys was me, Madge Sinclair, Chaz Shepard, and two other boys. And I was a single father of three boys whose wife had deceased, and my mother-in-law moved in with me to help me with the boys. Great storyline. The show was a really, really good show. And it finished the season at number 21.
Wow.
21. It was the top new show on ABC that year. But ABC had cut a deal with this guy. I think his name was Matt Williams. I think that's his name. But he was the creator of Home Improvement. And the deal that he had cut with ABC was if his show finished in the top 10, he could have the time slot either behind it or in front of it. I don't remember which one it was. And Home Improvement finished in the top 10 that year, Tim Allen. Tim Allen and I were friends for back in the stand-up day. So ABC honored that, but the show that came on before Home Improvement was Me and the Boys.
Uh-huh.
So they took Me and the Boys off the air to honor the commitment to Matt Williams. It was the highest rated TV show to ever be removed from national TV in the history of television. No new show had finished ever 21 and been canceled before. So they canceled Me and the Boys. Me and the Boys was off the air. I found out on May 10th that we weren't coming back. I went out to L.A. I met with Ted Herbert, who was the president of ABC. I walked into the office to have a meeting. The lady said he wasn't available. I sat in the lobby for an hour and a half, 2 hours, till I saw him. He looked up the hallway and saw me. He said, Steve, what's going on, man? Come on back. I said, hey, man, y'all canceled the show. And that's cool. He said, hey, yeah, but we're offering you a holding deal right now. I said, well, I need a bigger holding deal. I said, man, I felt really unfair the way it was done, and I would appreciate a bigger holding deal. So he said, how much do you want? At the time, back in 95, I asked for $400,000, which is a really large holding deal for a newcomer. He said, Steve, I'm going to give you the $400,000.
Wow. What?
Like 2 days later, he gave me $400,000. I flew back to Texas. Bought my very first home I've ever owned. In Plano, Texas, the house was $1.1 million. I got it for $942,000. I gave the man the whole $400,000 as a down payment because I didn't have no credit. You know, I had been homeless and starving, and I gave a man $400,000, and he financed the house myself. That's how I got my very first house. And when I gave him the money, all I had left was $1,000. But my house note was $2,600. But I was a stand-up, and I knew I could make $2,600 out on the road. So I just went out on the road and started doing it. In the meantime, the WB got formed, and they bought my $400,000 contract from ABC. And so now I belong to the WB, and the WB came to me and said, we have a show idea for you. We're going to be a school teacher, and we're going to put you in a Chicago school setting, and you have a best friend, and your best friend, we decided, is going to be George Wynn from Cheers. That was Norman, the mailman.
Oh, yeah. Norm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, he going to be your best friend. I said, well, I don't even know him. I said, I met this guy one time named Cedric the Entertainer. Y'all should try him. They said, we've never heard of him. I said, well, bring him out and let him read. So he came. They got hold of Ced just to appease me. They said, no, we like George Wynn better. He's famous and all this. I said, no. I'd rather do it with Ced the Entertainer, man. So then I put my foot down for the first time and said, you either give me Ced or I don't want to do the show. So he gave me Ced. That was the birth of the Steve Harvey Show.
Wow. Nice. Wow.
That's the story behind me and the boys. Steve. That's how the Steve Harvey Show got started. Because I had met Ced in 89 at my comedy club, Steve Harvey's Caravan of Funny Funky Friends at Vuku Ray Nightclub. And Ced was performing at a Funny Bone, and they canceled him when he got in town because they had two blacks on the show. And back then, you couldn't have two blacks on the show. So a dude named Percy Cruz called me up and said, hey, man, my buddy Ced is in town. He got to go home. Can he come over and do a set for you? So I said, yeah. So Ced came over. I met him. I said, hey, man, I'm going to let you do 5 minutes. If you do good, I'll bring you back sometime. Ced went up there and killed. So I brought him back the next night, gave him $150. He made the $150. I brought him back 2 weeks later, gave him a headline gig for $1,000. He had never headlined. That's how me and Ced met. We've been tight ever since. Sweet noobs. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you enjoyed that story. It was facts, though. All facts in the life of Steve Harvey. God be good to me, man. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I sure appreciate it. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. Love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.